Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. April 22nd, 2020. I got an update for you and some practical things that you can do right now. Stay tuned to the end because I'll be telling you about this free training I'm doing that will really tie this message together and help you. I just know it will. So let's pray. Lord, we've been hit with this pandemic, the coronavirus, COVID-19. We ask, Lord, for the healing power, for the anointing. We ask for the release of the medical breakthroughs and the things that we need right now. For the first responders, I pray for strength for them. I pray for protection. I pray also for those who've been sick and that be healed. Those who've lost loved ones, be comforted right now. Lord, the earth is mourning. We ask that you would come and comfort us. We ask that you would come with power as well. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, last week, I released on my podcast, episode 124, probably one of the more powerful prophetic words I've released in a very long time. It's called The Miracle on Easter. And I also put it on my blog, DougAddison.com. And what the enemy intended for evil, the Lord has flipped it around for good. In other words, Satan had released the coronavirus. This wasn't from God. And he released it to stop churches and people from meeting publicly. And actually, check this out. You can listen to the whole episode or read the blog, but the gist of it is this forced churches to stream online. And in the process of doing that, a tipping point happened, and the internet airways was previously controlled by the enemy, by Satan, but it got filled with worship and praise. And on Easter Sunday morning, this outweighed the bad things like pornography and things like that on the internet. And Satan lost his stronghold. And this is the first major step of revival for us. The Lord actually set this up where it was Satan had intended for evil. It got turned around for good. Plus, it helped break the stronghold that Christians had of not putting their services online, being afraid and things like that. But I tell you, it's good news. So right now, the solutions, both natural and supernatural, are still being released. We pray for that. And we just continue to shelter in place. I would recommend that. That's what we're doing. And here I want to give you this verse. I use this verse. This is my sheltering in place verse. It's from Isaiah 32, verse 2. Write it down. Isaiah 32, verse 2. Each one of you will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert and like a shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. As you shelter into place, you are sheltered by the Lord. You need to really step into that. Find the spirit of fear. Then you could actually become a shelter for others. That's what I've been doing. So be safe right now. Here's the season we're in right now. I've been prophesying this for a while. Things are ripe to hear God. First of all, seasonally. Between the Jewish holiday, Passover, and Pentecost, now that's April 8th through May 31st, it's always a good time. The heavens are open to hear the Lord. And during this time is when Moses got the strategy to set the Israelites free. And also, it was the 50 days between Pentecost when Jesus goes to heaven and then sends us the Holy Spirit. So this is a ripe time to get strategies to really hear the Lord, to have encounters with him at whatever level you can receive. But because this has actually forced us to stay in place with social distancing, the Lord is actually now kicking things up a notch. There's more dreams and visions. There's more prophetic words. There's more strategies. Reach up and grab them. I tell you, I've been getting so much revelation and downloads from heaven that I really am having trouble tracking it all. I track it in three different ways, and you know, my journal. I have a couple of different programs, but I'm just getting so much, I haven't even unpacked it yet. So I'll be doing that more on my Spirit Connection podcast. That'll be the 1st of May, where I'll talk more about the doorway of hope that actually is going to be opening. So that you know right now, just so you can understand that it hasn't been easy, even for me, to hear God. It's a battle right now because of the storm. We're in a storm. It's harder to hear. I mean, there's a swirl going on. But if you contend, you will get something. And something new is being released right now. We've been under what I call house arrest. And this is where we've been held back. But the Lord is going to release freedom for us because we've been held down in this time of rest. The Lord's going to send that spirit of rest on us, not resting in the sense of taking time off, but it's a long story, but let me just bring it into clarity here. This is a strategic time to hear God, that it might set you free from things of the past. Think about Passover the first time, you know, when this happened. It was a season that they got set free from 400 years of slavery. And this is a season of freedom. That's what that is. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Lord is freedom. The Spirit of the Lord is freedom. And so the Spirit of the Lord is here because of what happened at Pentecost during the season we're in right now. And so is the Spirit of freedom. The Lord showed me that many people right now are suffering from 3 areas, probably more, but these are the 3 basic areas that people need to break through. One is the freedom, because we're dealing with freedom from the past, right? Freedom from past seasons. Maybe you felt like you've been stuck in a season of pain or a limiting season. Maybe you felt like you're called to something new, but you don't feel released to go into it. Well, that's the stuck in the past season syndrome. The second is freedom in your health. God wants to give you perfect health. He wants you really to get into this new time where you step up and get a healing strategy, which I'll talk about in just a minute. And the third freedom is a freedom from the wilderness or the dark night of the soul or spirit. I had a major heavenly encounter back in 2017, part of my 50 days in heaven that I had at that time. And, you know, I was walking through several major afflictions. I was sick during that time, and I was having encounters in heaven, having to battle when I'd come out of them. But one of them I had, I saw a heavenly encounter which millions of people were stuck in the wilderness or the dark night of the soul or spirit, or it was also called hope deferred. And God gave us a key. He gave me a key and other people in this encounter on how to get people set free. And I'll unpack this more a little bit. Let's just look at this. The first freedom is freedom from past seasons. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Many people are being held back because of that previous season, or maybe you got stuck in hope deferred. That means that your heart got broken. Maybe that you had some disappointments and you didn't understand it. And it'll bring you into a dead place where you feel like you can't move forward. Disappointments, grief, losses will try to hold you down. And I'm going to go through a prayer in just a minute on all 3 of these. But I like the Message version, Proverbs 13:12. Unrelenting disappointments leave you heart sick, but a sudden good break can turn things around. Who needs a sudden good break? I know that I believe that we all need one, and that God's going to turn some things around right now. And I'm going to do a prayer here in a moment over this. The second of the 3 things is the freedom in your health. 3 John 1:2. 3 John 1:2, write it down. Dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that things will go well with you, even as your soul is getting well. One version says, even as your soul prospers. God wants you to walk in perfect health. And I had to walk through this during this time where I walked through several things. I was hit spiritually, physically, emotionally. I was hit on all sides for 3 or 4 years. And I began to get a healing strategy. Now, here was when I studied it back then, is I noticed that when Jesus prayed for people, he didn't usually pray the same way more than once. One time he speaks the word and they were healed. Next time he lays hands on them. One time he puts mud in their eyes. Another time he said, this one comes out with prayer and fasting. And another time he didn't even do anything. He just said, go, you'll be healed. Now, when I was battling the chronic illness, Lyme disease, multiple chemical sensitivity, I had several things that people didn't understand a few years ago, I started seeking a healing strategy from the Lord. And I did. I found some things and I got a breakthrough and I broke out of that time. Now, the third freedom that you need to get right now, many people are stuck in this place called the wilderness, the dark night of the soul, or the dark night of the spirit. This is Deuteronomy 11, 10, and 11. This is, write this down. Deuteronomy 11, 10, and 11. The best way I can describe this is what Moses had to say before they entered the promised land. They were coming out of Egypt. They were coming out of the wilderness before they entered the promised land. He said, the land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you came from, where you planted your seed and irrigated it by foot like a vegetable garden. Now, this is a part where God's speaking some instructions here. Moses spoke this. He says that this is not Egypt, which represents being stuck in the past, right? Being stuck maybe even in the world ways as opposed to what God has. Also, he called us to move into this new season that's not a vegetable garden. The season that we've been in, you have to work hard to produce very little toil. You can't feed the world in a vegetable garden. We need a bigger, that's what God's moving us into right now. So I had this heavenly encounter, which I saw millions of people stuck in the dark night of the soul, the dark night of the spirit, or the wilderness, whatever you want to call it. It was also called a season of hope deferred. Now, the strangest part of this is that most people thought they needed to be there. They felt the comfort of the Lord. They were content, very similar to the Israelites who wanted to stay in the past. They wanted to stay in the wilderness. They wanted to stay there. But we're going to get a breakthrough. Deuteronomy 11:11, but this is what happened. Now, you see an 11:11 on the clock? Look this up. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drink from the rain of heaven. And the Lord's eyes are on it, you know, from the entire year. Now, I paraphrase that last part, but it's true. The Lord wants to give you a key to get out of the wilderness season. We need to get unstuck and get out of our vegetable garden mentalities. We need to get out of Egypt. We need to get out of the wilderness so that we can then get strategies from heaven to bless the world, because we really need to get this right now because people are suffering and there's a revival at hand. So I'm going to pray right now. Lord, I ask now this time between Passover and Easter and Pentecost, that this is the time that you did amazing miracles. And Jesus, you even went to heaven during this time. You sent the Holy Spirit. So Lord, I pray that you would release people from the past seasons, like Deuteronomy 11, like what you showed me in the heavenly encounter I had. Lord, I pray that you would open the heavens over our health, over our finances. I pray that those stuck in the wilderness would now receive new strength and stamina to be able to get out of that limiting season and move into what you have called for us right now. Lord, let us walk into this new season and cross over and take possession of the land of mountains and valleys that drink from the rain of heaven. Lord, we ask for the rain of heaven. We ask for refreshment and healing right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, here's what I want to offer you is to help you with this. These are the three things I'm going to be talking about in this free webinar I'm doing. It's called Refresh, How to Revive and Thrive in Difficult Times. April 25th, that's this Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you want to catch the live version, we're going to run a second and third time because we always sell out. You do have to register. So go to DougAddison.com/refresh, and we will be running it three times. Also, it's springtime for us here in the United States, depending on where you are in the world. But if you want to, while you have time, you want to go through some of my products, we're doing a 50% off all digital courses. Go to DougAddison.com/springtime. Last thing is, if you've wanted to take my Hearing the Voice of God audio, it's a full course. It's a year course, actually. And we're now offering the audio version. It's 12 sessions. Normally, it lasts a year. It's normally, you know, between $350 and $500. But right now, we're going to offer it for a short time for just $97. But it's just the audios only. We don't have the workbooks. But if you want to go through the school, and it's 36 audios covering 12 topics of hearing God that I train people on, it's how to learn to discern. This is my flagship school of ministry on the internet. So just go to DougAddison.com/HG audio to be part of that. All right. I'm so excited for what God's doing. I hope you can come to the webinar this weekend. Otherwise, I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.